Morning. Okay. Let me just get there. We can start. Okay, we're going to look at Jesus' statement, I am the light of the world. We're going to do it a little bit differently today because we spoke quite a bit lately about light. I did it at a light party. Then there was a family service, I think, where we spoke a bit about light. I shared a bit on the New Year's service as well. And so what I thought we'd do today is, seeing it's Jesus who said, I am the light of the world, we're going to read mostly scripture with not a lot of comment. And we're going to see what Jesus said and what other people said about Jesus being the light. We're going to start off in the beginning of John's chapter, where John introduces the idea of the Word and how that Word became light. Then we're going to look at the sayings that Jesus said throughout John's Gospel. And we'll go with that at the moment. So, first of all, though, let's just think. Light. Each day, the sun rises for the world, doesn't it? To illuminate the earth, to make things grow. The moon and stars light the night sky. We reach for a light switch when we enter a darkened room. And we depend on knowledge to shed light on our lives. We depend on light to permeate our lives visibly, tangibly, and metaphorically. Light is indispensable in all aspects of our lives. And Jesus claims to be that true light. So, here we go. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being by him, or apart from him, nothing came into being that has come into being. In him was life. The life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. I'm going to read sometimes also from the Message, just so we get a different sort of paraphrase to it. What came into existence was life, and the life was the light to live by. The life light blazed out of the darkness, and the darkness could not put it out. And the Word became flesh, and it dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory. The Word became flesh and blood and moved into the neighborhood. I like that. There was the true light, which coming into the world enlightens every single man. Everyone who is in the world. He was in the world, but the world did not know him. And Jesus, speaking to Nicodemus, said, this is the judgment. The light has come into the world, and men love the darkness rather than the light, lest his deeds be exposed. But he who practices the truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be manifested as having been wrought in God. For this is the crisis we're in. God light streamed into the world, but men and women everywhere ran for the darkness. They went for the darkness because they were not really interested in pleasing God. Everyone who makes a practice of doing evil, addicted to denial and illusion, hates God light and won't come anywhere near it, fearing a painful exposure. But anyone working and living in truth and reality welcomes God light, so that the work that they do can be seen that it is God's work that is really in us. And again, Jesus spoke to them and said, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in the darkness, but shall have the light of life. or I am the world's light. No one who follows me stumbles around in darkness. I provide plenty of light to live in. While I'm in the world, it's me who is the light of the world, said Jesus. For as long as I am in the world, there's plenty of light. I am the world's light. And Jesus answered the crowd and he said, aren't there 12 hours in the day? If anyone walks in the day, he does not stumble because he sees the light of this world. But if anyone walks in the night, he stumbles because the light is not in him. For a little while longer, the light is among you. Walk while you have the light, that darkness may not overcome you. He who walks in the darkness does not know where he goes. While you have the light, believe in the light, in order that you may become sons of light. For a brief time, the light is amongst you. You're bought by it. Then the light will be with you and shining through your lives. You'll be children of light. And then he cried out and said, I have come as light into the world, that everyone who believes in me may not remain in darkness. If anyone hears what I'm saying and doesn't take it seriously, I don't reject or judge him. I didn't come to reject and judge the world, but to save it. But you need to know that whoever puts me off, refusing to take in what I'm saying, is willfully choosing rejection. And there is one who will judge. The word I spoke is what will judge him on the last day. For the Father who sent me gave me orders. He told me what to say and how to say it. And I know exactly what his commands produce. Real and eternal life. That's all I have to say. What the Father told me, I tell you. I am the light of the world. He who walks, who follows me, shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. And that's what Jesus had to say about being the light. He came not to just sort of trumpet, I am the light, but he came so that our darkness might be illumined and we may come to see what it means to follow him and walk in the light. Looking around the room, if I take my glasses off, I can see. Most people in the room here would be at a position where they know that, where they've come to see what Jesus has done for them on the cross and in rising again from the dead, and how the light of his life has come to them and restored them and reconciled them to God the Father. But it's not just a one-off thing that we do once upon a time back in the day, is it? Jesus says it's who follows me, who believes in me and on me. It's a continuous coming to the light. And we're going to look at some other scriptures from a bit from John and a bit from Ephesians and Colossians about what it means now that the light has come, how are we therefore meant to walk? Again, not much comment, it's just scripture. 1 John tells us that if we say we have fellowship with him and yet we still walk around in the darkness, we lie and we do not practice the truth. But Paul says to us in Ephesians, you are no longer in the dark. The bright light of Christ makes your way plain. So no more stumbling around. Get on with it. The good, the right, the true. Figure out what will please Christ and then do it. So there we are then. God is strong and he wants you strong. Take everything that the Master has set out for you, well-made weapons of the best materials, and put them to use so you will be able to stand up to everything the devil throws your way. This is no afternoon athletic contest that we'll walk away from and forget about in a couple of hours. This is for keeps, a life or death fight to the finish against the devil and all his angels. Be prepared. You're up against far more than you can handle on your own. Take all the help you can get, every weapon God has issued, truth, righteousness, peace, faith, and salvation are more than just words. Learn how to apply them. You'll need them throughout your life. And God's word is an indispensable weapon. Read it. In the same way, prayer is essential in this ongoing warfare. Pray hard and long. Pray for your brothers and sisters. Keep your eyes open. Keep each other's spirits up so that no one falls behind or drops out. Remember, anyone who claims to live in God's light and hates a brother or sister is actually still in the dark. So let the peace of Christ keep you in tune with each other, in step with each other. None of this going off and doing your own thing. And cultivate thankfulness. Let the word of Christ, the message, have the run of the house. Give it plenty of room in your lives. Instruct and direct one another using good common sense, and sing your hearts out to God, that every detail in your lives, words, actions, whatever, let it be done in the name of the Master, Jesus, thanking God the Father every step of the way. And the Father who has qualified us to share in the inheritance of the saints in light. We were once in darkness. We've seen Jesus. We've come to Jesus. He's transferred us into this kingdom of light. And now he wants us to walk in that way of light. But I think it's important to sort of just say, just a couple of comments actually. That when Jesus said, "I am the light of the world, who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." John goes on to tell us, 1 John, then if we walk in that light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sin. When we think of light in a biblical sense, light and darkness, light is all the good things, isn't it? Reassuring things. Light is safety, life, divine presence. Whereas darkness is like spiritual blindness in the Bible, isn't it? And it stands for things that scare us. Sorrow, pain, sickness, death. And it's important to say that we all go through dark seasons, dark things. And that's not because God is cross with us or angry with us or because we lack faith. It's just things that happen in life. Choices and actions do have consequences, and we have to work our way through them. But they're not, you know, God being at odds with us. It's not true. God is with us in those things. I remember, I think it was the Ink Spots, had, "Into each life some rain must fall. Too much is fallen in mine." And that's life sometimes. But the point is that God isn't the light at the end of the tunnel. Well, he is, because God is all in all and he's everything. But at the moment, God is in the tunnel with you if you're in a dark tunnel. If you're in a dark place, God is with you and he is for you. Go into the darkness with you. There's a scripture in 2 Samuel 22, 29 and 30, in the Song of David's, when he was surrounded by all of his enemies and all of the king's army and all sorts, and he was in danger of dying. He was in a dark place. He was in fear of his life. And I know this scripture from singing it years ago, and I think it would have been from the, looking at the words and remembering the words, I think it was from the Authorized Version. And it went, "Thou dost light my lamp. The Lord my God lightens my darkness. Thou dost light my lamp." And in the places where we are, and we might feel a bit squashed in that by things, God is with us to illumine and enlighten our way. We couldn't go on, could we, if he didn't? He is the light of the world that comes to us so that we don't stumble around in the darkness, but that we can put our faith in him and so be led and walked by him. He's in there with us, not to tell us off or anything, but to lighten our darkness and show us where to walk. I'm reminded of the Cornerstone. When darkness seems to hide his face, I rest on his unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. The light comes, and the darkness cannot overcome it. "Fear not," Jesus said, "in this world you'll have trouble, but I've overcome the world, and I'll never ever leave you, and I'll never ever forsake you. I am the light of the world. Follow me. Don't stumble around in the darkness. Learn to live in the light of life."